Hello, my audio boo friends, or should I say my audio boomerians. It is Slandy. It is January 3rd, 2015. I think that's the first time I've actually ever said that. 2015. Still sounds ridiculous saying it, doesn't it? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. So I'm sitting in my palatial subterranean studio here in Montreal, and I was cleaning up some things. I had taken out all of my CDs and DVDs as I was rebuilding my Mac Mini, so I had stuff strewn everywhere in this little basement office of mine slash studio slash workshop. I don't even know what it is anymore. I still have to work on it. It's one of my projects and one of my priorities going into 2015 is to finally finish this room, as well as other rooms in the house that really need work. The family room, which is just adjacent to this room, in fact. You have to go up, how many, 6 stairs going up, because my office is in the basement. So you go up 6 stairs. And there's a family room that has my wife's computer, for the lack of a better term. It's not really, well, she doesn't use it exclusively. My daughter Michaela does as well. But there's also a very large 42-inch old plasma TV that was donated to me, because it has a problem with the power supply, and every now and then it just conks out. However, it only does so when the power supply gets overheated. And amazingly enough, we only turn it on maybe 3 times a month. So the unit's been working fine for the last 3 years, I guess. 3 or 4 years maybe now, going on, I think it's going on its 4th year. We've got it hooked up to a Wii, and my daughter and my wife and myself too, we do play Wii games on it from time to time. I used to have it hooked up to a DVD recorder, an LG DVD recorder player, and had it hooked up to a free-to-air satellite reception unit. But unfortunately, the two satellites that I was catching NASA TV on, they were refurbished several years ago, and the firmware was upgraded, and when they brought them back up online, they removed the free feed of NASA TV. So I don't know, since then, I don't know if they've put another bird up there, or if they've turned the free feed back on for that particular satellite, but I don't know. And right now, it would be too time-consuming to set up the antenna again, which I don't even have. I got rid of all my parabolic dishes. I guess I could pick one up cheap somewhere, but that I still have the receiver, the FTA receiver. I might keep it around, maybe one day hook it back up. But I was thinking of selling it, but there's no way I could make enough money to really justify it anyway, so. So right now we're just using it for the Wii, and let's see, the walls in that room need plaster. That's the basic thing. I started doing the preliminary plaster with the tape. It's called mudding and taping here in North America, and basically it's we use drywall sheets, which are big panels, 4x8. You put them up, and in between the two joints you have to put tape and then some plaster, which is then sanded down to the same height as the rest of the walls, and therefore makes a nice even smooth finish. So I still have to do that and fix up the floor a bit, install moldings around the doors for the small bathroom that I renovated years ago. And there's always something, you know, and I guess it's because of lack of enthusiasm or ambition, or I kind of run out of steam with some of the projects, they've been kind of lying around, and I have to admit, my wife's been more than patient with me. So I'm hoping that 2015 I can get around to doing some of those things. Getting back into the office here, and in particular about my Mac Mini, I know that I think it was several months ago, or it feels like several months ago, I had posted an audio boom on my Mac Mini and how slow and just unstable it had become. I took the plunge a little while ago, which I mentioned to the audio boom community, and I reinstalled originally with Snow Leopard, then I brought it up to Lion, and now I've upgraded it complete to Mountain Lion, and I have just about every single piece of software I've been using over the last 2 or 3 years installed and working perfectly, and the unit is nice and fast and zippy. I will not be going to Mavericks. I will stop here. Everything seems to work. Even my DVD burner, which was giving me some hassles, I was successfully able to burn a DVD and with a menu using a piece of software called DVD Styler, which is free. And although it was very slow, I have to admit, the burning process took a very long time. I think it took something like 3.5 hours, which is, I find that ridiculously slow, but I'm going to have to check. Maybe it was the speed that I set it at. I'm not going to worry too much, as long as it works. I don't do a lot of DVD burning now, but if I occasionally need to, at least I know that I can do it. In fact, I'm about to burn a few other files on a DVD before moving on to a few other small projects I have planned for the next couple of hours. I plan on building a mini rack for the top of my desk to install a few of my synthesizer modules that I have sitting here on my desk all loose right now. It looks like a real mess. I'd like to hide all the wires and kind of make it neat and make, like I said, like a sort of a mini rack, so I can slide the units in, bolt them on, and then have it organized and have my studio monitor sitting on top of it, so it's sort of out of the way and over on the corner, so I can move my screen over a little bit and line up my chair with my keyboard. My keyboard right now, my synthesizer, my Yamaha, sits underneath my desk, but it's on its own stand. That will change. I will actually hang a drawer system so I can pull out the keyboard whenever I want to use it. That too is still in the design phases because I'm going to have to find a way to raise my desk by about 4.5 inches to make room for the keyboard underneath it, so it doesn't bash against my legs. It's still going to be a little bit cozy, but I just want to be able to pull out the synthesizer and, you know, whenever the mood strikes me and not have to hook up all the wires and pull everything out. And it's a real mess right now. So I just want it efficient. I had thought of buying a small, perhaps a 1 or 2 octave keyboard, sort of a USB thingy, but I just like the feel of the Yamaha, the S30 that I have. You know, it's seen better days, and yes, I would love to get an actual weighted MIDI controller, full 88 keys, but I don't have room right now in my little studio / office. Maybe one day when I have a little bit more room, I may entertain that idea. So for now, that's just a little update on just a few things around here. Thought I was going to say more specifically about some projects, but really, I'll leave that for the next few audio booms. It's very early in 2015. It's only the third day. I have yet to go back to work. I start back to work on Monday morning, and then we'll see where things go with that. Things may be topsy-turvy at work for the first few weeks, and when I'm back, things are going down, as they say. I can't elaborate too much in public right now, but safe to say that my job may be changing for the better, maybe.